Let's get back to the Morning Edition Song Project. It's our series where we ask musicians to write an original song about life in the pandemic. Our guest today?
I'm Mark Ramos Nishita, and my moniker is Money Mark, so I'm Money Mark.
He's sometimes called the fourth Beastie Boy. From the early 90s, he brought that funky keyboard sound to their music. Today, Mark is 61 years old. He lives in Los Angeles, surrounded by what he calls his instrument friends.
Guitars, keyboards, recording gear.
And more than 70 Casio keyboards that he likes to lend out to folks.
You have like a Casio library.
Yeah, I have a Casio library.
Casio librarian.
To understand Mark, it helps to know a little about his background. His dad was an electrical engineer. His mom came from a family of musicians. And Mark's kind of the perfect blend of the two. He's like a musical scientist who loves to tinker.
I use electronics, too, when I'm making musical instruments. And all the materials in the world, you know, the natural world has all the sounds, the wind blowing through the bamboo and the waves hitting the sides of the rocks. I can make a drum almost out of anything.
That's the side of Mark some of us got to know during the early months of the pandemic. Because for about 80 straight days, Mark posted a minute-long Instagram video featuring some whimsical combination of musical objects. Like this one that features a vintage synthesizer and a musical teddy bear. He called his videos isolation jams.
I would think of an idea the night before, and then I'd get up in the morning, and I was really anxious to accomplish it. And sometimes I failed, but most of the time I made it through. That ritual and the routine was really helpful in the lockdown, in the quarantine.
But last May, after George Floyd was killed, Mark's posts started to take on a more serious tone. He was consumed by the Black Lives Matter protests and thinking about his own role in the fight against racism.
Trying to, you know, create a plan in my own head. Though, being a person of color, you know, I've always had this idea that that I needed a strategy to get through life. And it just became more refined.
What is the strategy?
The strategy is to have the ultimate empathy for all things that are in the world. And to really understand what love is and what you emit into the world is like so important.
That is sort of the perfect segue to how the song came to be, right?
Yes. For this song, I used a Casio. It was one of the ones I used in the isolation jams last year. And the isolation jams were, you know, of the moment. So whatever was happening. And right now, you know, we're speaking right after this court case.
The Chauvin trial and the verdict, yeah.
And I had to really create a piece that was just for right now.
His song for our project is called Fight With Love.
Living in these heavy days. Sorry, but it's always been this way. Maybe we turned the corner finally. But I've learned.
Just full transparency, when we approached you about doing this, it was in the spirit of maybe it's time for something lighter, that the vaccine was going well and people were beginning to see some light in the future. But you just can't change the world around you because then, like you said, the Chauvin trial and the verdict, and it was a much more serious song that you ended up putting together because the moment sort of demanded it.
Yeah, the moment demanded it. We were all paying attention. We should all be paying attention. And so I included in the song some of the features of the Casio that are joyful. I mean, that machine, when you just, it's like a toy, but it's kind of like a, it's a serious toy. It really is. So with the emotion and with this keyboard, which is kind of a toy, that's how the song happened.
Imagine if the hate were gone. Why does it take so long?
also told us that you were thinking about Martin Luther King.
Yes, and the reason I was thinking of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is because of this idea of love and how, you know, language is very limited. And that's why we sing, because the melody and the emotion can transform those words into other kinds of things. This idea of love being very powerful is kind of corny for some people, but it really is true. And it's something that is worth giving a chance to, and to really investigate it and research how much everything revolves around it and how powerful that it really is.
It's so interesting what you say there, because our language is so limited, right? And the words start to lose their meaning. And what I like about the lyrics of this song is that you just lean on them, and it's up to us to imbue them again with meaning. And so while they look simple on the page or when you hear them, love is power, tension, dimension, love is everything, the heart, the intellect, you are making us listen to them anew in a way.
That's great, because that's how I'm feeling about this subject too. There's people in all of our lives, they never will say I love you to you, but you just know they're with you, you know, that it does exist. And maybe it's because of this idea that it's just all actions, you know, it's a verb, it's a noun, it's everything. So to me,
love is power, tension, dimension, love is everything, the heart, the intellect.
Money Mark, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rachel.
Money Mark's song is called Fight With Love.
Do you feel love?
You can hear the full song at npr.org.